Winnie and Wilbur, Around the World, written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound. Winnie the Witch and her big black cat Wilbur were choosing their library books. Well, Winnie was choosing them. Wilbur just liked looking at the pictures. Winnie was looking at a book with lovely pictures of animals.
"Look at this beautiful giraffe, Wilbur,"
Winnie said.
"I've always wanted to see a giraffe in the wild."
Then Winnie had an excellent idea.
"Let's fly around the world and visit all the animals in the book,"
she said.
"It will be a great adventure."
"Meow," said Wilbur. "I hope they don't eat me," he thought. Winnie borrowed the book, flew home, and packed their suitcase, tied it to her broomstick, and they zoomed up into the air. Winnie looked at the first picture in the book. Then she waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And they were sitting in a treehouse,
watching some giraffes.
"We'll have our lunch,"
Winnie said. And she unpacked the sandwiches.
One of the giraffes walked over to look at them.
"Isn't it beautiful, Wilbur?"
Winnie said.
"Look at its long eyelashes and its long tongue."
Flick! The sandwiches were gone. "But at least it didn't eat me," Wilbur thought. Winnie looked at the next picture. She waved her wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And they landed at an oasis.
"Good,"
said Winnie.
"I've always wanted to ride a camel across the desert."
Winnie ate some dates, and Wilbur drank camel's milk. Then they joined a camel train and rode off across the desert. But it was very hot and the ride was bouncy. Luckily, Winnie still had her broomstick. So they climbed on and flew away. The next picture in the book was kangaroos. One of the kangaroos had a baby in her pouch. Wilbur was interested in the pouch. "That's an excellent way to travel," he thought. The baby kangaroo jumped out. Wilbur jumped in, and the kangaroo bounced away. "Meow!" cried Wilbur. The mother kangaroo looked into her pouch and bounced back to Winnie. Pandas were on the next page. They ate bamboo, rolled in the grass, had a sleep, and ate more bamboo. Wilbur was happy to roll in the grass and have a sleep too. But Winnie was bored.
"I hope the next animal is a bit more exciting."
"Not too exciting," Wilbur thought. The next one was quite exciting. An enormous whale. It didn't want to eat Wilbur, but it was very splashy, and Wilbur hated getting wet. After the whale came a polar bear, and it looked hungry. So Winnie and Wilbur didn't land on the ice. Then they visited an elephant, an aardvark, and some meerkats. None of them ate cats.
"We are up to the last page now, Wilbur,"
Winnie said. She waved her wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And they were deep in the jungle, surrounded by monkeys. Naughty monkeys. One of them pulled Wilbur's tail, and another one grabbed Winnie's wand, and threw it into the river, where a crocodile snapped it up. Luckily, magic wands taste horrible. The crocodile spat out the wand and looked at Wilbur. "That cat looks much tastier," it thought. It looked up at Wilbur and opened its enormous mouth. The crocodile was going to eat Wilbur. "Meow!" cried Wilbur. Winnie grabbed Wilbur and the wand and they zoomed up into the air.
"It's time to take this book back to the library,"
Winnie said.
"But before we do, you can choose our very last animal, Wilbur. Close your eyes and think of your favourite animal. When you've thought of it, I'll make a spell to take us to where it lives."
Wilbur closed his eyes and thought about it. Of course, his favourite animal was obvious. Winnie waved her wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And she was back in her garden with Wilbur.
"You're my favourite animal too, Wilbur,"
Winnie said. "Purr, purr, purr," said Wilbur.